Blog Talk Radio.
Amen to this.
If you have anything to say to, hey man, if you have anything to say to Brandon Johnson and Pritzker, what would you say about you guys?
I got something to say to y'all because y'all want us to vote for y'all and put y'all in office for y'all to be here for us, but y'all not really here for us. I think y'all here for yourselves, man. If y'all need to come out here and see how it really is to be out here in these pits, man, and living like this and homeless, and then we looking at other people that they came here from other countries, and then y'all giving them stuff like if they actually paying for this stuff, but the money that y'all using is the money that we should have for ourselves and all of us as a whole.
Hey, imagine what they could do with that $1 billion they spent.
All of us.
My sweat is the worst country in the world right now.
Yes.
Kidnapping, raping.
Yeah. And that's the same thing they said with Trump. Trump said that these are people that was coming over here. They gonna be rapists, murderers and all that, but he made it look like they was coming from Mexico, but he didn't really say they was coming from Venezuela. Yeah. And it took them people 2 months walking through the jungle and everything to get here. He didn't tell us all that. That's what they were saying.
So if you say Trump or Biden, who would you vote for?
Trump.
You know, it's funny.
What?
You know when I ask those immigrants? Guess
what?
Who they say?
What?
Biden.
I know it because Biden let them come over here. Trump knew Trump knew what was going on.
Yeah.
That's why he wanted them to build
that
wall.
He wanted that wall. He didn't want the wall from Mexico.
Yeah.
He wanted the wall because that's how they going to make it over here through Mexico.
Trump even said it. Man,
he said, once they get over here, it's going to be over with.
And what's happening now, right?
And when they got over here, look at what happened. They cut all us up out of the way, and he told us. He said, look, y'all just don't know that y'all going to really want me. Trump ain't racist. Now, he don't know know nothing about none of that stuff.
And
everybody thought all that stuff. But I don't care what he is. He's going to help us. I'm not into politics and none of that, but I know he's talking about Democrat. I ain't no Democrat. I thought I was. But I see that was only just a brainwashed theory of that. They brainwashed us or had us fighting against each other while they was taking all the money from us, you know, from the other people. But still, no, I'm with Trump.
You're now tuned in to Culture Freedom Radio, the home of Lions Vibe Radio, Liberation Tabernacle Ministry, and much, much more. Talk radio that wake up the minds of the people.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Culture Freedom Radio is back up in this house one more time. And before we get started, I got to do this too.
Oh, I say it. I say it again. You've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok. This is what he does.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, indeed. Yes, sir. They have truly been bamboozled, hoodwinked, and all of that good stuff right there. Yeah, that was open this thing right there up, man. That was a clip with a homeless brother in Chicago. Somebody was out there interviewing the guy, and he was talking about the things that's going on in Chicago, talking about, you know, the homeless and things of this nature. Not just the homeless, but the immigration things that's happening, y'all. Man, I tell y'all, talk about how they're bringing all of those people into these cities and things, and the people that's here in America who's homeless, and not just the homeless, but especially in the so-called black community, African-American community, whatever we want to call it, how they're actually bringing these people into these communities. And, you know, like already so-called black America has been talking about they're having lack of resources and things in their community, lack of funding for certain projects. And they always said they didn't have no money. They don't have any money for this and have no money for that. Well, I be damn, all of a sudden, all these people they're bringing into the country. Yeah, I said it. They're bringing into the goddamn country. And it seemed like all of a sudden they got a lot of damn money, y'all. Got a lot of money. But, yeah, let's get into this tonight. Tonight we want to talk to you about, brothers and sisters, just you know, bring up a topic of conversation right here on Culture Freedom Radio Network and Lions Vibe Radio as well. It's time for so-called black Americans, you know, class, but just so-called because, you know, people don't like to be called certain names. You know, we can't figure out what the hell to call each other, man, you know. But anyway, y'all, it's time for so-called black Americans just to take responsibility for their own action. Yeah. It's time, brothers and sisters, for so-called black Americans to take responsibility for their own actions. And I said a little something in the description of the show. Okay, black America, it's time that we stop blaming everybody else for our deeds and our behaviors. Yes. It's also time to stop using slavery as an excuse for some of our people's bad behavior. There are just two things right there, man. Uh-huh. Yeah, damn right, y'all. It's time to stop using slavery as this crutch, as this damn excuse to say, well, this is the reason black folk act the way that they do, because see what the white man have done to us, brother. That's why black folks acting. No, stop all that. Time out, y'all. Time out for this bullshiggity. 2024, y'all, look, we got to start taking responsibility, y'all, for our own goddamn actions, because there's a lot of things that we have to do. We got to, man. Come on, y'all. We can't, and it's like this here. Let me give y'all a little something right fast. Y'all heard me say this before. Those of y'all been listening to Culture Freedom for a while, but I'm going to get to Moray David in here as well. It's like it reminds me of my old Islamic days when I remember a little story from the Holy Quran. And it was talking about how the, you know, people use this thing, the devil made me do it. The devil made me do it, right? And we know in certain communities, they say the white man is the devil, right? Okay, so they say the devil made, so a lot of things, and people say, well, the devil making us do it, brother, man, it's this goddamn devil. The reason black folks doing this, they selling the drug, they shooting each other because the devil making them do it. So we just going to use that logic right fast. But anyway, so it was a whole thing, and people said the devil made them do it, you know. But anyway, so in the Holy Quran, it says, on the day of judgment, you will be standing there, as it said, before Allah or before the Creator. And it says, you're going to be standing there and say, who made you do this or who made you do that? And you're going to say, well, Hashaytan, the devil made me do it. So, well, the Most High is going to call, oh, the devil, as y'all say, or Satan, to the witness stand. And he's going to ask, did you make him do it? Did you make him do such and such? And he's like, nah, I didn't make him do it. I only suggested to him. And this is why even in the Holy Quran, he's called the whisperer. And it says in the Holy Quran, it says he's Hashaytan is the whisperer. It says he whispers into the heart of man. It don't make you do a damn thing. It's like he only suggests things to you, but is you as even going into y'all what they call the Book of James in the Bible, that what they're claiming to be a New Testament. I call it the new or New Testimony. But anyway, James go and say that man is led away. When man is led away, he's led away by his own desire. It's something actually that you truly want to do. Somebody might suggest it to you, but it's something in you. As I did a show, y'all remember a little bit while back, talking about your higher and lower, well, I said your higher and lower passion, or your higher self and your lower selves is something in you. So a lot of these things, brothers and sisters, ain't nobody making y'all do a damn thing. It's certain things that out there you are willing to do on your damn own. So all of this, man, we got to stop. And it's a lot like our ancestors when they were forced to do so. Yeah, they were. But anyway, this is what we're going to talk about tonight, man. It's time for you so-called brothers and sisters, African-American brothers and sisters, black Americans, whatever you want to be called. It's time to start taking responsibility for our own action. It truly is. It truly is. We can't keep blaming every goddamn body else. You got to step up. Got to step up to the plate, right, and take responsibility for your own damn action. Because a lot of things is on you now. It's on us. So in order for us to change our situations, we got to look at it. We're going to get David here, y'all, because, hell, we're going to get into this right here tonight. So, yeah, I forgot to say to y'all, Shabbat Shalom to everybody out there. Thank y'all for tuning in right one more time right here to Culture Freedom Radio Network. And we greatly appreciate y'all for listening in and spending y'all time when y'all check out the show, whether you catch it live right here now like you're doing or you catch it in the archive. We greatly do appreciate you. And I'm going to tell you tonight, I'm going to keep my eyes open on the switchboard because I've been missing some. I've been trying to call in, and I've been missing you. So if you call in tonight, hey, I got you. So if you're out there and you want to call in again, the number is 319-527-6068. That's 319-527-6068, because I missed it the first time because we were trying to open up the show. So I didn't get you in the beginning because we were trying to lay down the foundation But the show before that, I had my eyes doing something else, and I didn't see the switchboard. So, yeah, it's not that I'm trying to ignore anybody that's trying to call in. We want to hear y'all as well. So come on in, family, y'all. Let's get into it. Let's dialogue. But we're going to bring the Moray David in, David Israel in here, and let's see what he got to say about this. You think it's time, Brother Dave? You think it's time? Or just give him a little grace period? What you think? What you think, brother? Shalom.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, brother.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Mitzvah Min Haaretz. I'd like to say Shabbat Shalom to everybody in the name of Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. I'd like to greet my fellow brother, Moray Ariyah Israel, and with Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
And let me hold on 1 second. I'm gonna have mute myself. I just gotta plug my fan in. Wait 1 second. Hold. It's
okay,
gonna take
no
1 second.
Brother. No problem, more. No problem, more. Yeah, brothers and sisters, we're just gonna talk about some things tonight. We're just gonna get this out of here, man. You know, there's a lot of things. And since Brother Day said, because I played that clip with the homeless brother, and y'all see a lot of the brothers and sisters in Chicago. Hey, man. Hey, they feeling the heat, right? They're feeling the heat from their decisions that they made. They're feeling the heat from the decisions that they
all
made,
right,
to
brother,
keep voting these damn Democrats. But go ahead. There go Brother Dave, y'all. Go ahead.
All right. So I'm glad you brought that up about Chicago. I'm going to go to the book of Bereshit, the 4th chapter. And I'm going to start with the 3rd verse. It says, after a period of time, Cain brought an offering to Hashem of the fruit of the ground. And as for Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock. And from their choices, Hashem turned to Abel and to his offering, Cain and to his offering, he did not turn. This annoyed Cain exceedingly, and his countenance failed. And Hashem said to Cain, why are you annoyed? And why has your countenance fallen? Surely if you improve yourself, you will not be forgiven. You will be forgiven, Slakia. But if you do not improve yourself, sins rest at the door. Its desire is toward you, yet you can conquer it. Cain spoke with his brother Abel, and it happened when they were in the field that Cain rose up against his brother Abel and killed him. Hashem said, Cain, where is your brother? Where is Abel, your brother? And he said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? So the reason why I went into that scripture, it's because when we're getting into the killing, black on black crime, which we see more of than white on black crime, when we're looking at people, we kill each other, like you were saying in Chicago. You know, the wrong that's being done in the so-called black community, some of the leaders that you hear, they say, oh, we're your brother, we this and we that, but they don't never be in the city. We don't never, a lot of these black activists that you see, that's supposed to be all about black people. And you know I'm going to talk about the hypocrite Louis Eugene Walcott, aka Louis Farrakhan. He He lives in Phoenix, Arizona, but he reps Chicago. There's something wrong with that. Al Sharpton don't live in New York City. Jesse Jackson don't live in Chicago.
Say what? He don't live in Chicago
yeah.
no more?
Hell no, none of them. They go there.
Oh, damn.
But they don't live there. A lot of these leaders, which we hear about, hell, they don't live there. Matter of fact, your leader, Elder Rakar from GOCC, I know Maury Ariyah, you know, this is a joke with him, I know.
Yes,
Your brother, Elder Rakar from GOCC, he don't live in Americas. He always tell you, oh, black Americans need to get yourself together. Y'all got this, that, y'all. And he lives in the U.K.
Hold on, Shalaki Day. Hold on, wait a minute. You ain't talking about the leader of Gathering of Christ Church, are you?
Yeah, I'm talking about his ass, your leader.
Damn, he don't live in America no more. Wait, I'm gonna let you finish, bro. I didn't know that one. Go ahead, brother. I didn't know that one.
Yeah, you didn't know that money.
Nah, I ain't checked him out in a long time. Damn, I gotta let you finish that one.
That nigga don't live in America. He ain't lived in America since like 2005, 2006. But there was a camp that I used to deal with. One of the brothers was an ex-GOCC member. Him and his wife. It's crazy. He had a I ain't gonna bring the brother name up, but he was famous online on YouTube after he left GOCC. But the brother, even he not been in is maybe visits like every couple years in the Americas, but he don't live in New York where he always repping. He grew up in New York, but he don't live in New York. He don't. And this is a brother who personally knew him, had pictures with him, had built the camp with him, and this brother built the camp in another country. Yeah. I'm here to tell you, that brother don't live in no Americas. So that's something that I'm hearing. When I look at Cain and Abel, and I'm looking at the black leaders and the people that's supposed to look out for you, have these black leaders, they're wrong as hell. Getting all that money, you know, they pretty much pimping the parishioners. Don't help nobody out. Have these people don't even live in y'all communities. They don't. So that's why I say when I look at brothers taking responsibility for the wrong that they do, y'all ain't gonna see that. Y'all ain't gonna see that. Black men is just like in that movie New Jack City. Brothers said, "Am I my brother's keeper?" He did the same thing, was killing, selling crack, doing all that, and I ain't give a damn about his own people. Do a little food drive. You remember that Nino Brown was giving out Christmas turkeys and shit.
Yes, sir.
Thanksgiving turkeys. But was selling crack, doing all kinds of wrong in his community. So that's something I want to tell y'all. A lot of these, when we're looking at, you know, a lot of, especially Christian churches, you sent me a video of Kirk Franklin dancing the other day. Now, I don't know if y'all remember a couple of years back, the brother wife called him out some years ago about his porn addiction. He had a gay porn addiction.
Hey, one more time, bro. Hold up. I hate to keep cutting it. Now, hold up. You just said a who porn addiction? I heard the porn part, but hold up.
A gay porn addiction. Kirk Franklin.
Oh,
come on,
Lord,
make me clap my hands. Make me want to dance and stop.
Damn.
Don't get silver and gold. Oh, silver and gold. Yeah. Wrong as hell. He was on Oprah. Him and his wife took him on Oprah and they called his ass out. Yeah.
I didn't know about the gay boy. I didn't know that one.
Yeah, he was on Oprah. Wife called him out.
Damn, bro. Dad, you bringing out all the stop today, bro. You bring, damn, you bringing it out for real. Like the camp say, bring it out.
Yeah. So your leaders is wrong as hell. And you notice how a lot of them, they don't want to deal with the Old Testament. Because the Old Testament tell them to not to follow the law, statutes, commandments. If you don't, you're going to die. You will have every disease come upon you. So this is something that y'all have to realize. All your leaders don't never deal with the Old Testament. All your Israelite leaders. You look at ISUPK. They all talk about when your house shall come back. But they don't follow the commandments. In the commandments by bringing up your Havashah by following another man. You're not supposed to follow idols. That's in Deuteronomy and Exodus. Exodus 20th chapter. Do not follow, what is that? Do not turn yourself to idols. So the fact that these leaders, they put idols in front of you to distract you from him, distract you from the commandments. You know, thou shalt not steal is another commandment. Shoot, half these pastors, they get all these grants, and what do? Skip out with money. Do nothing for you. These is black churches, Israelite groups. You know, this is something that black leaders got to take accountability for. You know? Brother Polite, yo nephew, Brother Polite. You know, he was gone with his stepdaughter. And what did that nigga do?
Damn.
What did he do? I ain't do that. Shit. It was like his mugshot in that court case ain't say that. He did it. Huh. Yeah. So that's why I say, you know, none of these guys ever accept responsibility for their own wrong. So that's something else I want to bring up, too. That's something else I want to bring up. And I was, you know, I'm glad you brought that up with that guy talking about how to that video you was brought up earlier about the guy talking about how the Mexicans getting all this shit, how the foreigners getting all that stuff. You know that video you played earlier?
Yes, sir.
That you and the brother, you heard the brother, the homeless brother, talking about how these foreigners getting everything. How they, how black Americans don't get shit. Now, in Deuteronomy 28, chapter 43rd verse, you know, it says if you don't follow the commandments, all these curses shall come upon you. Now, that's if you don't follow the commandments. In Deuteronomy 28:44, it says, Deuteronomy 28:43, the stranger who is among you will sin above you high and high, while you would descend lower and lower. He will lend to you, but he will not lend to him. He will be a head, but you will be a tail. All these curses shall come upon you and pursue you and overtake you till you are destroyed, because you will not have hearkened to the voice of Hashem, your God, to observe his commandments and his creeds that he commanded you. Now, most camps ain't going to read that last part about because ye ain't follow the law, statutes, commandments. Now, I'm going to bring something to y'all attention. Now, a lot of these foreigners, especially the Arabs, they're here in VA where I'm at, and they own the corner stores. Now, a lot of the corner stores, you know, it's tax season. It's tax season. Everybody's pretty much waiting on their tax. I already got mine back. But in these corner stores, the Arabs are selling drugs. You know who the main consumer of the drugs that people are buying from them? Black people. These are black people. And they constantly know, and these, I'm being serious, these is black people. Black, I, matter of fact, I even see black Muslims going in the corner store, getting the drugs from the Arab, and they sell the drugs in front of the stores of the Arabs, for the Arabs. So when we're looking at the immigrants and the foreigners getting shit, first thing we got to look at, we don't have to allow them in our community. If we only stop buying, stop doing the drugs, y'all stop smoking the weed, be the hell out your community, because they won't have no business. It's black people that want to buy the drugs from them. Goddamn black people. Black people keep the Arabs in business. Black people keep these Spanish folks in business that cut your grass and treat you like shit. They sit up there talking their damn language. You don't understand shit they saying. You know, amigos and all that shit. You know, they black folks allowing these people in the community. And it's Americans too. And I'm going to tell you something. We sit up there as black folks. We blame the white man. But all y'all got to do is stop buying that bullshit and stop buying shit that they sell, and they won't have no money. They won't have no money. Boycott these motherfuckers. The Asians, I'm going to tell you something. I'm a licensed hairstylist, licensed barber. And I'm going to tell you something. That you go up in these Asian stores to get shit, they throw your change at you. Treat you like shit. You know what I've done? I've stopped going in. And you know what? I've started to boycott a lot of them damn stores. Because they be accusing black people of stealing and shit. And I be sitting up there looking at niggas like, all you got to do is not go in there. And they won't do that. Now, something I want to put out there about Americans also. It's Americans allowing these opening up the gates and allowing these people in here. All we got to do is stop them from coming in here. That's all we have to do. That's all we got to do. All we got to do is just stop them from coming in there. That's all. All we got to do is block them from coming in. We can stand at the borders and stop a lot of them foreigners from coming over here. Now, in VA, the cartels have taken over. They did an article on my city in Virginia where they said that the cartels has taken over. And I'm going to tell you something. They are not lying. They are coming in a whole bunch. And I'm telling you, they are destroying our damn city. And guess what? They giving them all kinds of food stamps. Hell, I see Spanish people can't speak English for nothing. Can't speak a little English. Got jobs and shit. Got benefits. Get food stamps. They get like $1,000 in food stamps a month. While America only gives Americans, if that's on welfare, probably like $200. So this is something that we have to really look at. If we want to get more, we have to throw them out our damn self. We can't worry about, we can't allow, wait on no, you know, border patrol and ICE and all that. Oh, we got to do it ourselves. And it's goddamn black people that's allowing them. I see me and Morey Ariel, we talk about this all the time. That 12 tribe chart. You get these, it's black people, black camps. Yeah, old Mexicans is a Sheshaka. Puerto Ricans is Ephraim. That ain't in the Torah. Black folks worry about other nations. They so busy, they trying to raise up other nations, but they don't try to raise up their own nation. Go look, hey Morey Ariel, am I lying? Am I lying?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they don't even claim it.
Them Spanish folks don't even claim it. But you get these black camp leaders, oh, yeah, you got to clean yourself up. They be talking all nice to Spanish women. But they see the black woman got to cover off funky ass up. They cuss the black ladies out, but they talk all nice to Spanish women. They talk all nice. Old sister, call them sisters and shit. They ain't even from your neck of the woods. Shoot. And I'm going to tell you something, Ari, this is real talk. A lot of these foreign immigrant women, a lot of these brothers is going over there to Mexico to bring them over here. They are. You talking about niggas is bringing their ass over here. Real talk. Shit, I was in the store earlier. After I got off work, and I seen some of these black and Spanish couples, I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, my brother's just shacked up with Mexican ladies. I'm like, what the hell going on? You know? Yeah. So they bringing their ass over here. They wiping these hoes up and bringing their ass over here. These women can't speak a lick of English. Shoot. That's something that we're doing. So we got to take responsibility as Americans and throw their ass out. We got to do that. So with that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hand this back over to Morey Ariel.
Yes, sir. And I got a quick clip. I hadn't heard this one yet, so this is my we all will be listening. Ah, shoot. We all will be listening to this clip together for the first time. This is something that happened here in Memphis. Like I said, we want to hear it because it's saying, I remember it was a representative, Justin Pearson from the city of Memphis, a Democrat. Now, this thing here is on what they call Twitter, X, whatever they call it now, is like 40 seconds, 49 seconds. It says, Representative Justin Pearson, Democrat, call Republicans white supremacists for addressing Memphis out of control and crime. So, yeah, Memphis is, truly out of goddamn control. So let's just hear this right fast, and because it's my first time hearing this one as well. So let's just hear this little snippet of what they are talking about. So come on, Dan, come on.
I'll defer to any Memphis legislators to speak on that.
Yeah.
I mean, we were just at the Republican press conference with a lot of you, and Cameron Sexton ends his entire speech talking about Memphis crime. I'm from Memphis. People in Memphis know what we need in order to fix the root causes of problems, and we don't need white Republican leadership that focuses more on upholding the ideologies of white supremacy to tell black institutions, nor predominantly black cities and counties, how to govern or how to lead. This is the way that this General Assembly operates and has operated. We got expelled because of those same ideologies. We have to stand up against this way of governing because it is targeted, it is malicious, and it does harm to our communities. The targeting that's happening to TSU, know what we need in order to fix the root causes of problems. Talking about Memphis crime. I'm from Memphis. People in Memphis know what we need in order to fix the root causes of problems. And we don't.
Now, let me stop there. Now, see, now he want to call out, as it said, call out white Republicans because they are calling out the high crime rate in the city of Memphis. Well, Justin Pearson, I'm from Memphis, too. I'm from Memphis, too. And I want to calm down. It's Shabbat. It's BS. You black-ass so-called leaders in this damn city. I'll show y'all the bull crap, right? They wanted to get rid of that police chief. I forgot her damn name, y'all. The police chief woman here in the city of Melbourne. I'm sure they played the game, right? They were talking about they was going to get rid of her and all of this type of stuff. And they did a vote the first time and said to vote against it, you know, let her go. And they said they had to come back. They already knew the game they was going to play. Then they brought her back, came back for a second vote and said, well, we just going to make her chief of police. They know they goddamn game. Then they said, we're going to reschedule to come back for another vote. They know damn well they were. They playing the game with the people, man, here. And they've been talking about the crime rate. And that when certain things happen here, she don't be nowhere to be found, y'all. She's nowhere to be damn found. And so, again, Justin Pearson, see, that's the game that they keep him. You don't see his little Afro-wearing ass nowhere. He want to act like he Huey P. Newton. Dr. King roll up in one like he's a damn revolutionary. He's not trying to do a goddamn thing. That's what they've been up in Washington. I mean, no, not Washington, Nashville, playing these racial games. Like he right. There's a lot of violence and crime that's happening here, and it's happening in what? In the predominantly black neighborhoods. There's a lot of businesses that's closing down, getting the hell out of here because they're getting he damn smashing and grabbing, and it's a lot of shit that's going on, man. All these shootings and killings, these babies being murdered, being shot and shit. Last week, a woman was driving down the street with her children in the car, and she got shot and ran into a pole. I mean, just randomly shooting. And there's so many children that got shot last year and still getting shot this year, innocent children. Have nothing to do with none of this foolishness. But he's up there talking about because it's a trip. Somebody else, as he say, the Republicans, the racist Republicans calling out the fucking, excuse my language, y'all, the fucking crime that's happening in our community, the shit that's happening in our community, which we should be goddamn it outraged about. They're calling it out. Hey, man, look, goddamn, y'all. And listen, it's black folks killing black folks. And you mean white folks got to say something about it? We killing each other? And then we got Negroes like this mother sucker here. Y'all playing racist. What that goddamn clip again, man. And he want to talk about his racist. It's racist because they're calling out, trying to tell you, you need to clean your shit up in your community. It's racist. Let me get to that part.
A lot of you, man, Cameron Sexton ends his entire speech talking about Memphis crime. I'm from Memphis. People in Memphis know what we need in order to fix the root causes of problems.
Well, I have to know why the fuck y'all ain't fixed it. I just want to know because the crime rate have been going up in Memphis every goddamn year. And you said, well, we know what we need in Memphis to fix our world. Why the fuck y'all ain't fixed it then? I'm really trying to know why y'all hadn't fixed it. If you know there's a black deputy. See, and let me finish this out right fast.
We don't need white Republican leadership that focuses more on upholding the ideologies of white supremacy to tell black institutions, nor predominantly black cities and counties, how to govern or how to lead. This is the way.
So it's racist. It's racist to tell black people, check this ideology out. This is an ideology. It's racist for white people, and I'm going to say it like that, for white people to tell black people, y'all need to stop killing each other in such a way that y'all have done, that y'all are doing to each other. Yeah, it's y'all need to stop that. That's racist. It's racist to tell black people, hey, y'all need to get that crime under control. It's racist. When you murder someone or stealing from someone and you're going to jail and you're going into the prison industrial complex where your ass sure enough going to be a slave in there. Well, they say, you know, and doing the Constitution, what was that? The thing, y'all wrote the 13th Amendment. I think that's still the 13th Amendment. I forgot it off the top of the dome. But you have y'all complaining about black folks being fully populated in prison. Hell, look how you getting in there. Everybody, you know, I'm not saying everybody's innocent in prison. There's some in there. But, you know, come on. It's just, I'm telling y'all, man, it's time, as we're saying, for so-called black Americans, time for us people, skin folks, for us to take responsibility for our actions, man. And that shit right there is not taking responsibility. That's not taking responsibility. I'm sick and tired of this bullshiggity that's going on, and especially with these so-called punk-ass black leaders. And I got to say it like that. Y'all know this culture of freedom. We got to get flat-footed sometime on here, man. These so-called punk-ass black leaders with y'all foolishness that y'all are doing. Y'all are really, man, and y'all... I remember a time. I want to find another clip here right fast. But I remember... There was a time when black people used to say, well, we need to get people in positions, like in political positions, that would come in and they can change things on a political level. Well, I have to say it, y'all. We have a lot of black so-called people in positions. We have black mayors, governors, and I think it's black governors. I think it's a black governor, so I don't know. We got black mayors, governors. Yeah, just all over the board, y'all. Hell, on the Supreme Court and in a lot of high positions, police chiefs and all that shit. Now, we got black folks all over in charge of shit, right? Like we're seeing New York. How's it working out? Chicago. How's it working out? They're making excuses in all of them places, like the guy was saying, in these sanctuary cities and stuff. These are black mayors that's in charge, and they were just like doing what was the dude's name? I always get his name mixed up a lot of times. What was his name? He passed away. Not Elijah Cummings. It might have been Elijah Cummings. I always get him mixed up. Elijah Cummings, another guy, John Lewis. I get them mixed up. I think it was Elijah Cummings. Always hollering about what was going on at the border instead of talking about what was happening with his constituents here in America. You know, so this is what these black-ass mayors, and I got to see it. I'm going to play this clip here. Let me see. I hope this commercial, get this commercial out of the way. This the mayor, he's bragging about the mayor of New York City, bragging about these, you know, all these black people he got in positions and shit, you know. But check this out, right? This is from the Hodge twins. And check this out. Check this clip out.
Got a show for y'all. Got a damn good show.
I got to find it. Hold on, wait a
minute. I hate to say this, but
I thought I had it in the right position. Hold on 1 second. Let me turn this down until I find it. Yeah. What's that fool name in New York? Oh,
so let me say this. So I'm going to show you these black mayors. And why they suck. Let's go to the New York mayor. Watch what this dude says.
Well, this
is crazy.
They need to see you. Deputy Mayor Williams Eisen, Deputy Mayor Mira Josie, Deputy Mayor Amazar, Deputy Mayor Maria Torres Springer.
Now, let me say this, y'all. Let me give you, because y'all can't see it. Every name, and back it up, every name that he's calling out, these are black people. He's naming mayors now. He's naming all of these are black people that he's calling out.
They need to see you. Deputy Mayor Williams Ison, Deputy Mayor Mira Josie, Deputy Mayor Amazar, Deputy Mayor Maria Torres Springer. Have you ever seen this much chocolate leading the city of New York? And then go down the line. Look who's here. This is representative of the city. That's why people are hating on me. You trying to figure out why they're hating on me? They're hating on me because those are, how many of you go to church? Ma'am, this is the Matthew 21 and 12 moment. Jesus walked in the temple. He saw them doing wrong in the temple. He did what? He turned the table
Came over.
I went to City Hall to turn the table over. First woman police commissioner of color. First Spanish-speaking police commissioner. First Spanish-speaking correction commissioner. Go through the line of what we're doing.
You touting all these colored people, and your city, and the crime is through the roof.
People fleeing that place like a damn roach motel. People are fleeing that. Y'all got more people leaving than coming in that bitch. And you in there talking about all the diversity you got. That's why people split your state, because everybody elected in that state.
That's why they got their job. Not
that's why they got
of
their job.
Their attributes or yeah. their acumen or qualifications for the job is because they're black.
I don't see a bunch of chocolate. I see a bunch of idiots.
Yes, sir. And see, that's what I'm saying. So now, and we're bringing this up tonight, brothers and sisters, ask this. And this is why we're talking about responsibility. And I'm bringing this up about the black mayors and the black so-and-sos and this, that, and another. Who are you to blame now? Who are you to blame? Who are you to blame? Because you got, like I said, New York City. Like I said, Chicago. It's been ran by what? They had Laura Lightfoot at first. Now Brandon Johnson. Wasn't it Eric Adams? I think that's his name in New York. And then y'all just heard him bragging about all these deputy mayors and black women in positions and so on. So who are we to blame? Can we blame the white man? Can we blame Esau? Who are we to blame now? We have a lot of black people here in the city of Memphis. We have a black mayor. So-called black mayor, damn near everybody on the problem of city council, damn near black, black police chief, a woman, add that on there, a woman. They just elected a woman to run the Memphis Transit Authority, what they call MATA here, the bus station, buses, getting ready to elect another black woman to run the school system. Oh man, black folks, man, y'all coming on the up, you know, man, y'all coming on the up, but ain't shit changing for the good though. So who are we to blame? And see, here's what's gonna happen though, brother Dave. Some of these real militant Negroes, and I said it on purpose. Some of these real militant brothers is gonna say and sisters is gonna say, well, them just some faces in their brother. They're still upholding the system of the white man, so and so. I know because I said that shit myself, so I know what to, say. I read the cue cards. They're still gonna say, when is it gonna be enough? When is it gonna be okay? It's like I said again, because there was a time when we was asking for to get black people in these positions, and we thought they were going to make changes when they got there. Some tried to, but we see a lot of it now. They just figure they're not doing shit. They're there for their own special interests. As the brother and the homeless brother said in that clip, the black homeless in the Chicago clip, he even said they're just there for their own personal benefit. They don't give a damn. And I had another clip I really wanted to play with this sister, man. She was going in, talking about, you know, Barack Obama and all of this shit and things in the Democratic Party. This really ain't about apology. This is about us taking responsibility. But we're looking at y'all. Who do we to blame now? With all of these so-called black folks in positions of authority, whether just in the government, on certain jobs, who are we to blame now? Just say, okay, just say, for instance, that, as we say, that the white man did put him in these positions or got him in these positions. You like they said, the spook that sat at the door. They talk about this movie, the spook who sat at the door, or the infiltrate into certain things. Just, we might get in there and let him, think we're going to play the game when we got in there. Then when you get in there, you're like, I'm in here not F you. I'm going to help my people. I'm going to help the poor people that, that who y'all been despising and rejecting for a long time. Yeah, F you. Do what you got to do to get me out of here, motherfucker, because I'm in here now. what happened to, the people like that, who really just, really want to help? Or, as we have said, they are in there for their own desire. They always desire. They played the game to say, I'm really for the, for the poor people, and had people really thinking it. But the whole time, their true intent was to do just what they're doing. They never had the real intent to really help so-called black people, help, They never really had that intent. It always been their intent to do the shit they're doing. So, but anyway, we can't keep blaming nowadays, especially like in 2024 and whenever, whatever, to keep blaming somebody else, y'all. We have to take responsibility. We always have to take responsibility for our own damn actions. You can't blame everybody else. A lot of things is our own, our decisions as black people, and where we're, especially as a community, and just personal, in your own personal life. Certain things, the way you reading, and I can speak for myself. A lot of things that I've done, it was my own personal decision to why I've done a lot of things. It wasn't nobody made me do shit. I've done those things that I, because I wanted to do them. I chose to do them. And that's why I like, if I could go back, you'd change. I would change these things. I would make better decisions. If I could go back and change all that shit, I'd have changed it, and it would be better decisions that I made. But, hey, it is what it is. I can't go back and change it. But now I can be better now, though. Make better decisions now, or strive to make better decisions. But I can't blame nobody else. I can't blame anybody. If I, if I get a hold to some money, just say, hell, got a hold to some money, hit the lottery or whatever, ran into a couple of million, and then I get the money, and I'm talking about, man, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, buy some companies and produce jobs and for the people in the community. But I get that money, y'all. Hell, I go to Dave, I decide, F them, goddamn it. I'm finna go to Dubai, goddamn it, and go over there and kick it with them Arabs. Y'all know I gotta mess with Dave, y'all. I'm finna go to Dubai and mess with them Arabs and shit. I finna go kick it.
Hell no, you better not.
So, yes, sir, Dave. You know I had to mess with y'all now, and I'm gone, Dave. I'm gone. Damn, y'all, I'm out of here. I'm gone, man. I'm finna go spend my money with the Arab. I got Arab money now. I'm out of here. It's crazy, man. But we gotta make better decisions. We can't keep blaming everybody, y'all. We can't blame everybody else no more. It's because you notice, even back in the days, we keep going back, we talk about history. Who the hell did our brothers and sisters in Black Wall Street blame for their success for building Black Wall Street? Yes, it was racism, white supremacy that didn't allow them to do certain things, but did they make excuses? Hell no. That's how we're able to talk about Black Wall Street. What was it? Rosewood. A lot of them, they accomplished things when they knew it was racism. They didn't make no goddamn excuses. They built their thing. They accomplished stuff. What's our goddamn problem? What is our damn problem today, brothers and sisters? There is none. There's no damn excuses. The reason you don't have, because you're not trying to, is a thinking. And I'm here with Dave back in here. I was at Dave, and I went to the doctor today. Went to the doctor to get, checked out. And it's a clinic. They call it Christ Clinic and whatnot. And they ask you, do you want them to pray for you and all this? I'm like, I ain't going to turn down no prayer or nothing. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. But anyway, when the guy came in there, he was talking to me, and he was talking about, he was like, they asked you, you know, anything in particular you want us to pray for you for? And at first, I was like, health. And I was like, no. I said, I ain't worried about that, you know, this, I ain't worried about my health. I said, let's pray. We need to pray for the community. Pray for the community. He's like, okay. So he started telling me before he prayed, he was telling me they're getting ready to have some kind of police association thing, be having something, a meeting at a church on Tuesday, talking about how to fight the violence in this city and gun violence and things in this city. So then, when he told me about that, he was like, well, what are your thoughts about, you know, probably how to go by combating, you know, what's happening? And I proceed to say, I said, one thing, you know, for me, you know, I already know for me, Dave, you know, I'm talking to him because I know he's a Christian. But I was like, well, one thing about it is that people don't believe in the Creator no more, the Most High God anymore. That's just one thing. He's like, yeah. He said, that'll fix everything right there, you know. And I was like, yeah. I said, but on another level, that it's the mentality. We got to correct the mindset of the people. We got to straighten out the mind. I said, because, you know, they always, no matter what laws they pass, no matter what bills they try to come up, you know, and new laws they try to, I said, it's not going to help. That's not going to change a damn, it's not going to change a thing. It's not going to change a thing at all. I said, because like they do with gun violence. I mean, talk about the gun control. I said, they always talk about gun control. I said, but the criminals always going to have their damn guns. And like I said again, y'all, I didn't use profanity. And he said, damn it. I said, but the criminals going to always have their guns. I said, it's only going to affect those so-called law-abiding citizens who want to get a gun to protect their family, who's able to get a gun legally. Let me make sure I say that on the record. Who's going to be able to get their gun illegally. I said, but the criminals are always going to have theirs. They're going to always have them. So you're not stopping nothing. With time I know new laws, gun control. And he's like, and I just kept on talking about the mind. He's like, well, he said, so what are you saying? He's like, yeah, you're saying that there's no, he says, fighting, nah, what do you, how do you say it? Legislating morality. There you go. He said, so you're saying you can't legislate morality? I said, no, you cannot. I said, but we got to deal with the mind. Look at the psyche. I said, because, you know, now I told him, I said, I don't know if you've seen it, but they're promoting Satanism all on television, in the music, in the music, all on videos. I said, even on, there was one of the music awards and all of this stuff. So I said, this is what they're promoting out here openly now. I said, it's the mind. If we don't get to the minds of the people and change the people's thinking. And I had, you know, Dave, I had, since I was talking to a Christian, you know, I had to pull out some Christianity on him. I had to pull out old Paul, the leader of the Christian movement, right? So I had to say, I said, just like old Paul said, so a man thinketh, so is he. I said, a lot of our brothers out here thinking they're gangsters. They're thinking they are this. They're thinking they're that. So they're going to act out their thought pattern. They're acting out in the way they're thinking that they are, right? I said, this is what happened in half the chain. I said, brother, when I used to think a certain way, I used to be like that out in the streets doing this. I said, it was brothers, elders who gave me a word, brother. And I took that and I changed, but I had to change my mind. Now I no longer act in that way that I did because I no longer think that way. So when I changed my thinking, I changed my life. I changed my actions. So it's the mind that we got to change of these brothers and sisters, because this is why, again, you see these programs where they say programming. They're programming their mind. Y'all, like a computer. They're programming like a computer. It has a hard drive, which is the brain. This is where you store all of you get your whether you got an Apple or you got a Windows, you install that software onto the hard drive. You take that goddamn hard drive out, it ain't no damn good. It's just, you just got a, I don't know, just a box, a little monitor, the hard drive. So we got to change the hard drive. Well, we got to reprogram the hard drive, which is these brothers and sisters' mind, their brain, their thinking. We gotta, that's what we have to do. This is what we need to do. And other than that, we're gonna keep on getting the same old thing over and over. There's no fighting the crime, because somebody have told them this is what y'all need to do, smashing and grabbing. Sisters, you're turning around twerking every damn well, because they look at this has been implanted into their mind, implanted into their psyche, their mind, and they've been told this is the thing to do. This is how you do. We're like, what's the brother name? Montel Joy, and this is how you do it. This is how they think this is supposed to be done. So, yeah. So, but we got to take responsibility for our actions. Not, we're going to keep on getting the same result. And it's getting worse as a motherfucker. A lot of, and what we do have, and I say this, some of our people are waking up, though. So we're not, it's not all as bleak as it look. Some of our people are waking up. And let me say this here. Brother Dave and I, we were going to do another title. We had another title at first. We had this title at first, then I changed it. And I said, why do so-called black people want to learn the hard way? So we still can get into that too. And that's what we were even looking at, what's going on as a political realm. Our people have had to learn the hard way. Y'all remember I said this when Brother Justice was on the show. Peace out to Brother Justice as well. Peace to my Brother Justice, man. When I had said, y'all know how we used to go back and forth with Brother Justice over politics. And we were trying to, and y'all know I always play Brother Malcolm talking about the liberals and things of this nature. And, you know, and it got to the point, I had said, I said, well, y'all know what? I hope Joe Biden goddamn win. But y'all know, as I said too, I really don't want him to win, but I hope he do win. So that way, black folks will learn. And notice I said, remember now, y'all, it's on record on here. I said, we're going to have to learn the goddamn hard way. And the hard way is like going through this. But I said, yeah, I got to go through it with y'all. I said, yeah, I will hope his ass win. Y'all remember, Brother Harvey, y'all said that, though. I'm not trying to be right, y'all. But I got to make it, you know, the truth got to be told. And what we're saying is now a lot of black people are seeing this shit. Because it was already told. Hell, even, and I'm not trying to big up Trump, but Trump was telling y'all about the shit that was going to happen. All these immigrants and everything was going to come in your community. Again, like he always talking about you. I'm going to let Dave come in then. I'm going to play a clip, though. I keep saying I'm going to but, and it's a lady sister going in. Unless, Dave, you want me to play this clip right fast, maybe right fast. But we was told that they were going to bring these people into the community. And there's no knock on. I'm not knocking the brothers. I'm not knocking the people who want a better way of life. They're being taken advantage of, too, being brought in. Somebody bringing them in, too. They got a plot for them. They got a plan and a plot and using them, too. But the thing is saying that we always say black people, we have limited resources and all this, and then you're bringing these people in by the busloads on the goddamn airplanes and dropping them off already into a community that y'all see have limited resources and things of this nature, and y'all dropping them off and going to make it even worse. But now y'all ain't making it worse for them, because shit, y'all paying them goddamn it royally. So I don't know. It's crazy as fuck, but this is what we were warned of. You were warned that these type of things are going to happen, and the thing about it, you voted for it. That's the fucking part. That's the crazy part about it. You voted for it. So that's why I say sometime, we're going to do that title, sometime black folk, it just a lot of people do, just not black people, but we're talking about us folk on here, Culture Freedom. Sometime black folks choose to learn the goddamn hard way. And black Americans at this point in time, you have truly learned the fucking hard way. Chicagoans, Californians, Oakland, y'all learning the hard way. New York, y'all learning the hard way. And some of y'all got black motherfucking mayors, leaders running them motherfucking cities. Excuse my language, elders out there who listening, and maybe some youth, I'm sorry. But it is what it is. It is what it is. We got to learn. We got to stop being learning the hard way. Start taking out time to listen to somebody when they're trying to tell you and fucking warn you. Let me go and play this clip. This is the Elder Raphael Day. Let me play a little bit of this day.
It's always a blessing to see and listen to people who understand how dangerous the Democrat Party is. Listen to this.
The Democratic Party, they promote black women. Particularly if she's a lesbian.
Yes.
They promote black women who are not even qualified. We have seen with the diversity, equity, and inclusion, which is really racism, which is really saying, well, black people just, darn it, they're not smart enough. We have to give them handouts. And you're pushing black women who are not qualified, Dr. Claudine Gay of Harvard. Now the head of diversity at Harvard is also accused, if I have it correctly, of plagiarism. And we'll get to Fannie Willis, who was elected as a DA in Fulton County, Georgia, primarily because she's black, in my opinion. And we've seen case after case. But the black man, where is he? That's done deliberately. And it started really in the 60s, where the Democrats pushed policy, right, that said to women, particularly black women, you don't need a man in the home. We'll give you more money if you're single. And I grew up in the 70s, and I saw the effects. I saw it in the 80s, the broken home. Now it's more dysfunctional home where you have some women with 8 children by 5 different fathers.
Exactly.
They don't know who their fathers are, in and out. It has almost destroyed the black community. But they're doing it in a different way now. They're promoting black women and want black men to be down here. And I think black men sense that. And they know that Trump relates to them. They relate to Trump very well. The evil Barack Obama.
Barack Obama is a foot soldier.
Oh, yeah, for the
globalist.
Globalist.
Yeah. Elite.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
Barack Obama was a plant.
Yeah, he was.
And now they want to put Michelle
Barack on. Obama was a plant. He did nothing for the black community.
Nobody even knows who he is.
Did he ever come back to Chicago with as much crime to talk to young black men?
No.
He doesn't give a damn.
He doesn't.
Barack Obama is a curse on this nation. So is Joe Biden.
I think it's a black man. Yeah.
We provide the money for his Marxist socialist programs, pushing abortion in Africa and other things. He didn't care about us.
No.
He didn't care. That gave rise to Trump, because Trump actually listened to us. He actually cares. Many of us, I mean, it was bad. At least Bill Clinton BS'd and said, I feel your pain. But he said it. Barack Obama didn't give a damn. He should have never been elected. Before he was elected in 2008, my mother sent, may God rest her soul, letters to black churches, warning them about Barack Obama, saying he was so ungodly. I said, Mom, that's harsh. She wrote it anyway. And everything my mother said, may God rest her soul, was right. He hates this country, but he wants to live off the fat of the land. Like the founders of Black Lives Matter, they don't give a damn about black people. They didn't have spent one dime to help build a black business. But these lesbians, they bought homes
exactly.
in predominantly white neighborhoods.
Yes.
See, they say they hate capitalism,
yes.
but they love to use us and live off of capitalism while they spout an anti-God, anti-America rhetoric.
So right. I just think you in a
black community. They put us in danger. No, not all black people are drug dealers or this or that, but you're harming the average black who lives in an area that is high crime. When you talk about defund the police, and we saw the other day in New York City, we had illegals beating up NYPD officers. That went viral. But under Trump, something like that would have been dealt with immediately. He would have spoken out immediately. Alvin Bragg, from what I understand, helped them to get out.
No bail.
No.
Yeah.
No bail.
There is a concern among Democrats.
A black man, and there's better format, a black man let them out. Yeah, a black man let them out. Let me play this. I got another sound bite right fast. Check it out. This is Joe Biden, y'all. This is Joe
Biden. We already have a nigger mayor. We don't need any more nigger big shots.
Wait a minute, y'all. Hold up. what the hell he just say? This was Joe Biden when he was, what, senator, whatever the fuck he was. Check this out, y'all. What did he say?
We already have a nigger mayor. We don't need any more nigger big shots.
It doesn't matter whether or not they're the victims of society.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. Unlike the African-American community, with notable exceptions.
And the motherfucker stopped. They didn't want me to play that.
With notable exceptions, the Latino community is incredibly diverse.
Damn, it keeps stopping. But check this verse.
We already have a nigger mayor. We don't need any more nigger big shots.
It doesn't matter whether or not they're the victims of society.
Damn, we already had a nigga. And oh, Dave, and this last one, Dave, this your partner right here, Dave. Check that out. This your partner right here.
The nature of this administration is good for us. Because of Trump's way, he is an anomaly. There's never been no president, Mr. Trump. There's something that he's doing. Trump is destroying every enemy that was an enemy of our rise. Who's the enemy of our rise? Is it the Department of Justice, where we get none? Is it Congress, where you make a law that favors us and then you turn around and destroy it? Is it the media that has destroyed every black leader that stood up for us? Martin Luther King suffered it. Malcolm suffered it. He's attacking the media. Called it fake news. We have been the victims of some fake news.
Yes.
He's beating up the FBI. Go at it, baby.
Yes.
They've been beating the hell out of us ever since J. Edgar Hoover and the county.
Preach.
That was. Yes, sir. I just had to throw that in there. That's your partner right there. Dave. It's David, brother. David, brother. Favorite minister. Honorable Lewis, Minister Farrakhan.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
Something that was said that, you know, that the black lady that you played that was talking about how Obama wasn't shit.
Yes, sir.
Now, she pretty much talking about how Obama didn't do nothing for black people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen at this. This is something that, you know, I want to tell you about. Now, this was CBS News .com. It's an article by a lady named Raplan, July 21st, 2014. It says Obama signs acts to protect LGBT federal contractors. President Obama signed an executive order Monday protecting gay and transgender federal contractors from discrimination, the latest in his effort to act as a on Democratic-supported issues he says are being ignored by the Republican-led House. It says it doesn't make such much sense, but today, Americans, millions of our fellow citizens wake up and go to work with the awareness that they could lose their job. Not because of anything they do or fail to do, but because of who they are. The president told a crowd of supporters gathered in the White House, America's federal contract should not subsidize discrimination against the American people. Now, the executive order, which the White House announced last month, impacts estimated 28 million workers, or one-fifth of the U.S. workforce, and does not include an exemption for religious organizations that have been sought by some faith or conservative groups. So Obama, Obama pretty much at that time was protecting LGBTQ business people who worked for the federal government. Obama was making sure LGBT people wouldn't get fired. The hell? He didn't give a damn about all the black people during the recession at that time that lost their damn jobs. But he gave a damn about LGBT. The lady that spoke earlier in that first clip that you played, when she was saying how Obama ain't give a damn about black people, she was right. She was absolutely right. Now, I'm going to tell you something. There was an article when Obama was in the White House. And I'm going to tell you something. Obama is, we all know, and my brother Justice is on. I know I'm going to talk shit about your girlfriend, Michelle Obama's husband. you know I'm throwing shots at Justice. Me and him, I love Justice, but you know, I know this is an article on BuzzFeed.com. There was an article about a lady named, it was on BuzzFeed.com. It was written February 7, 2016 by Meredith Talusan. How an undocumented transgender Latino woman named Janiset Gutierrez cut off the most powerful man in the world at a 2015 White House celebration of LGBTQ victories and why in 2016, and she has no plans to stop disrupting. It says Janiset Gutierrez woke up at 8:30 a.m. last June 24th on a mattress in a friend's studio apartment in Washington, D.C., unsure about whether she could get inside the White House that afternoon to carry out her mission. She was an undocumented transgender immigrant with a criminal record because of multiple DUIs from a decade before. Back when she used to use alcohol to mask the pain of living as a male. She was terrified that a background check would bar her from entering, or worse, that she would be arrested and deported. Nevertheless, she steeled herself to attend the LGBT Pride Month reception at the White House that day, where she planned to interrupt President Obama in the middle of his speech. Now, I'm going to tell you something. The fact that the White House allowed that, and I know that's old, but Obama allowed this transgender Mexican weirdo, because that's what transgender people are. They're damn weirdos. I don't give a damn what none of y'all say. Y'all all going to hell. The moral Ray David Israel have spoken. Leviticus 18:22 said that a man lie down with mankind is abomination. And any man that's walking around in the damn dress and some goddamn heels is going to goddamn hell. You ain't getting into heaven. The fact that Obama gave these damn weirdos rights, Obama allowed a undocumented transgender person to enter into the damn White House. Moray Ariad, I'm going to tell you something. I ain't got no record. But I'm pretty sure I can get my ass in there. Even though I ain't got none, no record, I'm pretty sure I can get no clearance to go in there. Damn. So the fact that they allowed a undocumented immigrant to fucking just go up in there like that are undocumented. I'm going to tell you something. Before you go in any government, federal building, and I'm going to tell you something. There's plenty of people who probably listen to this show to probably work for them. Listen, you have to get a fucking clearance, meaning you have to show your ID, your Social Security number. Your record can't even have a ticket on that motherfucker. She or he was allowed to just go up in there like that. That goes to show how much power these people got. And Obama allowed this shit to happen. Obama, he allowed for these T-girls or she-males or whatever the hell they are to get all these rights. Obama gave more care about LGBTQ people than and immigrants than African Americans. You had all these black people, vote for Obama. Shit, Obama screwed up black America. He did. They put a black face in the White House where they say, your 44th president, he ain't do shit for y'all. So that's one thing I'm going to tell you. Obama was advocating hard for LGBT people. Hard. And I don't know if y'all remember, he even gave them the rights to marry. I don't know if y'all remember that or not. Did y'all? You remember that? R.E.I.
Yes, sir.
You remember that? He legalized
right.
Same-sex marriages.
Yep.
Matter of fact, this man opened the doors for transgender women to be able to go in the restroom with goddamn females. Yeah. Meaning your daughter could go in the female restroom and see a grown-ass man with a dress on, Tyler Perry Madea, get caught up in the motherfucker with a dress and a wig on, wild girls is in there, and use a female restroom. That's fucking sick, man. That's nasty. That's fucking sick. And the fact that black people want somebody black in leadership, hell to no. Obama was truly the face of black devils. He was. That's some sick shit. It's nasty as hell. You know, nasty. So, yeah, I just want to put that out there. Obama was allowing these people to do whatever they wanted. Whatever. Shit. So I just want to put that out there, man. All
yes, sir.
Taping for black leaders, fuck them black leaders.
Uh-oh.
Fuck them.
Since you said that,
fuck
Dave.
All,
like, go ahead, bro.
Fuck all black leaders.
Uh-oh. Since you said that, let's check out this
sitting
right here. Since we got black leaders misappropriating. Black folk got to take responsibility. Like I said, there was a time they wanted black politicians and black people to be in charge. That's the only way we thought we was going to change the government. But check this out, y'all. They misappropriate. See, y'all been told, like, black people, like, we don't do no goddamn wrong. We don't fuck up with the people either. But check this out. Here's something. Let's listen to this one right there. It's like a minute, y'all. It's like a minute. Yeah, here we go. This is a mayor Tiffany Hayard. I don't know where the hell she from, but check this out.
Y'all should be ashamed of y'allself. Y'all black. Y'all are black. And y'all sitting up here beating and attacking on a black woman that's in power. Y'all should be ashamed of y'allself.
Dalton's difficulties got worse in recent weeks with water main breaks, Henyard blames on trustee budget cuts. Then 4 people were shot and injured last week, leaving nerves frayed and Henyard's opponents pointing out her sizable security detail.
It's unfortunate that politics are being played, but what has happened is $1 million out of my budget has been cut because of politics.
Y'all forget I am the leader. They want to hear from the mayor. If y'all ain't learned that yet, the mayor, not the trustees that don't do nothing, that only run their mouth.
Y'all don't do no work, no work.
Tiffany Henyard considers herself something of a crusader, but one who's clearly annoyed by questions from a rebellious group of Dalton trustees who are in a standoff with her over spending.
At the end of the day, vendors are not being paid. Board approved it. The vendors are not being paid.
How about you be a good leader, bring RFPs to the forefront, so not just us, but the residents and everybody else in America know how the money is being spent.
WGN Investigates has cataloged tens of thousands of taxpayer dollars spent on trips, meals, and more by Tiffany Henyard and her allies in Dalton and on the Thornton Township Board, where she's the supervisor. Township credit card records show Henyard and other officials spent more than $67,000 on trips to Portland, Austin, Atlanta, and New York City. Many of the flights were first class. So were the accommodations. In Atlanta, Henyard and her team stayed at the Four Seasons Hotel, costing taxpayers more than $9,000. In New York, the bill came to $13,000. Henyard has refused to explain the specific purpose of the trips or why they travel in such style.
Y'all should be ashamed of y'allself. Y'all black. Y'all are black. And y'all sitting up here beating and attacking on a...
Yeah, and all these other black people trying to hold our ass accountable. See, that's what I'm saying? See? That, but you can't question. You can't question black folk for doing wrong. Go ahead, Brother Day.
Hey, I don't know if you looked your ass up, this but is a black lady with a blonde fucking... A blonde wig on.
Mm-hmm.
A blonde wig on. Shit. She should have been trying to buy a new damn wig. Because that wig didn't look good. That wig looked nasty. She had a Donald Trump wig on.
God damn. The fact that they God damn.
She looked like she had a damn raccoon sitting up on top of her damn head. Hell no. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. I just saw that article you sent me with that transgender Muslim man.
Yeah.
I want you to read that for the people.
We got 32 minutes left of the show. Now, this was just something extra, y'all. I sent Dave not too long ago. This ain't got nothing to do with the topic, but check this out, y'all. I guess this is an entertainment moment now, I guess. Let me see. Can I play that day?
This supposed to stop that. Okay.
Now, hold up, y'all. I got to read. You're right, Dave. I got to read. Let me cut the volume down. This was, I was looking at, as Dave was talking, I'm going through Twitter and I'm just looking at something, just looking at different stuff, you know, to play articles to help with the show. And I see this crazy thing. It says, man identify as a transgender Muslim woman suing his ex for the return of his frozen testicles. Did y'all hear what I said? Yeah. A transgender Muslim, I don't even know how that sound that day, but anyway, Dave straightened that out. Is a transgender Muslim woman suing his ex for the return of his frozen testicles, which was kept in the refrigerator at his ex boyfriend house. What the hell going on? Yeah, that shit that crazy.
What the hell? But look though. The fact that it's a trans. I told y'all about that shit long time ago about the Muslims.
Yeah.
I told y'all about them damn weird ass Muslims long time ago. Them some fucking weirdos, man. And you know what? And since we gonna talk about this Obama and the LGBT thing. Obama was a gay Muslim.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he was gay and he was Muslim. You remember that gay white guy came out by his ass? You remember that?
Yeah, Larry Sinclair.
You remember that?
Yes, sir.
Came out by that nigga. Shit. I'm going to tell you something. That, this is something that you got, y'all, especially y'all immigrants too. These dudes like Obama was being used. He wasn't from here. Obama wasn't from here. He didn't have no correct credentials at all. Obama ain't have no correct credentials. Y'all know what I'm talking about. That nigga ain't had no kind of paperwork that allowed him to swear in as the president of the United States. He lied about his background. He was born in Kenya. Some people say Malcolm X is his dad.
Damn, yeah. That crazy shit there.
He lied about his religion, too. He went to Jeremiah Wright Church, got him to vouch for him, and he was really a damn Muslim. He was really a damn Muslim. He sworn down the Bible. Shit, that slammed down the Quran. Shit. And then he married his transgender wife, Michelle Obama, allegedly. Because like I said, Brother Justice, he know him. And that's right, Justice, you know Michelle Obama. Where you at, Justice? Come on the show. We need you tonight. We need you tonight, Brother Justice. Come on in. Come on in. We know you know about Michelle Obama. Yeah. So, yeah, this is something that Obama was being used as a pawn for these people. So, yeah, we really have to be careful at the black leaders, people, the black people that we put in leadership. We have to be very careful. We have to be. Because they be the main one, just like Farrakhan bringing in Scientology. Yeah. And wasn't Farrakhan endorsing Obama? You remember that?
Farrakhan was endorsing
Obama?
Yeah, he sure did at first. But then he started criticizing his ass after a while.
Yeah.
Because he had everybody fooled. Because he dealt with it again. We always bet on black. But everybody was so happy to get a black person in office. And you got him, and then look what happened. See, that's what I'm saying. We at one particular time, we thought that if we get a black person in these situations, everything will be better. But we're saying that's not the case.
Huh.
It goes back to Elijah Muhammad. Go ahead, Day.
What do you say? That was black devils?
Yeah, because like I said, it goes back to the teacher. If we go back to the teacher, you already know where we're going. If we go back to the teaching that then when Elijah Muhammad talked about the blonde head, well, the grafting of Yaqub. Remember that. If he seen this germ, the like against the unalike, and he seen this thing, because first of all, like I said, y'all heard us say this before, Yaqub was the motherfucking first devil. If we're going to go with these terms, just be going with Elijah Muhammad theology. He was the first devil because if black folk was living in peace, love, and harmony, and Yaqub said, hey, I'm going to make somebody to rule over them black motherfuckers right there. I'm going to disturb the peace. He came, a black man decided to break up the peace and started putting black folks in bondage and shit. Oh, Yaqub. So he looked and he took, number one, the germ, as now according to Elijah Muhammad's teaching, the germ of the black man to create the white man. So in other words, he took a germ out of the original black devil to make this grafted devil. Because that's what Live at Home teaches. That's what the teachings say. Because, you know, he had to have this devil for all of the white man to get the devil. And I ain't taking up for the white man. I'm just telling y'all Elijah Muhammad's story when you really think about it. Because Yaqub had to be the first black guy. The black devil had to be the first devil. Because anybody who want to see when people having peace and love and harmony, and you want to come in, and you see all these people having a good time, and you take your rag glass over there and disturb them folks' peace and break it up and start trouble, you are the damn devil. So that's what a lot of them were telling y'all, but y'all didn't catch that because y'all was so busy looking at time out. The white man was the devil. Y'all think a lot of black people in Africa, just look at the culture. Look at it in Africa. We talk about Nimrod. Look what Nimrod, black man, started the kingdom of Babylon and a lot of those kingdoms that was over there that a lot of the conscious community don't talk about because shit they don't know. I guess they don't know because they get so focused on talking about Kemet. They don't realize that what they call in the Near East, not the Middle East, but they call in the Near East, whatever they want to call that over there, all that Mesopotamia, all that, that was what they call black folks, right? Melanated people. And look at all of the shit that they was causing chaos and shit, Sargon, all them were black folks. They was cutting up over there. They was cutting up sideways. So, you know, we don't, look at Shaka Zulu. Look at Shaka Zulu, how he did state property before Benny Siegel. He said, you got to get out and lay down. That's where Benny Siegel them got that shit from, with state property. They got that from Shaka Zulu. Y'all other tribe, y'all going to have to get out and lay down. That's where they got that shit from. But yeah. But then again, sisters and brothers, we're going to take responsibility for our own action. Quit blaming other folk for our shit, man. Not nowadays. Okay, my bad. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit, man. But let me bring something to you, too, with that Shaka Zulu comment you just made.
Yes, sir.
Yet notice how Benny Siegel got this from Shaka Zulu. Peek this.
Yeah, that was my little twist to you.
No. I'm going to add something in there because you know how they got to do.
Yes, sir.
Shaka Zulu and them was Muslim.
Uh-oh.
Benny Siegel and them is Muslim.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
You notice how state property, all them guys in Philly, Muslim drug dealers, all of them, glorified drugs.
Damn.
This is Muslim and glorified drug dealing. Yeah.
Hmm.
But they said, supposed to be clean, but you notice how and state property, these are all Muslim men glorifying the life of dope dealing.
Wow.
And not just that, but look at not just Shaka Zulu, but Sunni Ali. He destroyed most of Africa. And he was a black Muslim, didn't he? Sunni Baruch destroyed black Africa, black Muslims, the black Moors destroyed Africa with Islam. Mm. Yeah. It was a black Moor just like you. What?
Go ahead, bro. I was just going to throw some magic. I think we talked about this briefly off air, but not much. What about Mansa Musa? That everybody love to talk about Mansa Musa and his riches.
Oh,
we
kind of
talked about that. Yes, sir.
Yeah, Mansa Musa, when he was in Africa, he was one of the ones who was pushing Islam in Africa. He was working with the Arabs just to destroy Christian Africa and Jewish Africa.
And there was something else, Dave. Something else. Remember it was something else. That's what you're saying too. But remember, all the people always, when they bring him up, they always just talk about how rich he were. But they never, I don't know if they actually know, because some people just be regurgitating shit that they ever heard, and they never really studied the history themselves. But it said that he actually justified slavery of other Africans. He justified the Arab slave trade.
Yeah.
That's what I was throwing you, Ali, to get you to say.
Yeah, ahead, the Barbary Coast Wars. Those were black Moors. The black Moors owned black slaves. Yeah, Mansa Musa wasn't the only one. The black Moors, during the Barbary Coast Wars, they helped out. They owned black slaves. This was in Dr. Chancellor Williams' Destruction of Black Civilization. Dr. Chancellor Williams was hard on black Muslims, black Islam, because it was black Arabs that actually is the one that civilized the people you call white. Y'all always talk about, oh, the white man, the devil. But do you know it was black Moors that was civilizing white people? You always hear Elijah Muhammad talk about, they taught the white folks how to get up off their all fours and all of that. Do you know it was black Muslims that was in there sleeping with the white ladies? Yeah. The Moors actually is the one that civilized white folks. Yeah. That's how white people got masonry. That's how they got masonry.
Yes, sir. Hey, Dave, it was like I heard somebody say before. I can't remember who said it, y'all, but somebody said it before. He said, remember now, the brothers say the white man is the devil. They didn't say the white woman was the devil. The white man is the devil. That's why some of these brothers be tipping behind and messing with these white women. GMS. GMS.
Oh, yeah. All the black leaders. Hey, all the black ladies screwing with white ladies, all of them. I tell you, I had plenty of them. I ain't gonna lie. I used to love them ladies at one time. I ain't gonna sit up there and lie. But to my mistakes, though, I won't be screwing around with them no more, because they're damn devils. I'm gonna tell you, you talk about evil. The white lady is worse than the damn white man.
Damn.
You look at all of Margaret Sanger, Planned Parenthood.
Hillary Clinton.
And another thing I want to throw out there too. Y'all better leave these exotic women alone. I know a lot of you black people, black men, are going over to Puerto Rico and Dominican Republic and Colombia to get women. But them women are killing black men. The black tourists overseas, the passport brothers, these women overseas are robbing these dudes. I saw an article earlier where they was talking about that, how the robberies and all that overseas for the sex tourism is high. So y'all need to leave them alone. Y'all talk about a white lady being evil, but them Spanish women, they're worse. Trust me, I know personally they're worse. Y'all better leave them ladies alone, them damn Mexican ladies. Yeah, and I'm going to tell you something. I said it earlier, how a lot of brothers, especially in Virginia, are wifing up Mexican ladies and shit. I've seen a lot of it. I'm talking about it's a lot. Y'all talking about Spanish. Ever since they opened up the borders, I'm being serious with you. We talking about interracial marriages. Shit, I've seen nothing but. I was in the store earlier after I got off work, and I'm going to tell you something. I've seen, you know how you usually see
you know, every once in a while you might see a black man with a, you know, a woman hang from him. It was like all the black men were with Spanish women. I don't know what the hell that is. But they're trying to come over here and trying to mix in and trying to take over the black community. Don't fall for that bullshit. I'm being serious. Don't, we always talk about the white ladies, but don't fall for that shit with Spanish women either. But they ain't shit. They coming over here, and trust me, they're going to come over here, they're going to take over your community. They're going to own all your corner stores. They're going to come over here and get businesses, get business grants. Shit, I'm gonna put something out there. They had a drug, female drug cartel leader named Griselda Blanco. There was a black brother who she was gone with before the last 20 years of her life, named Charles Crosby. Black men are, you know, in, especially in the streets, they praise Charles Crosby for bagging this drug cartel lady named Griselda Blanco. But they don't realize she was using this black brother to push drugs into the black community. That's all they want. So when y'all see women like, you hear a story about Charles Crosby, and go look him up. You know who Charles Crosby is, right?
No, I don't know him. I don't think I do.
You go look him up. You ever heard of Griselda Blanco?
All I heard you saying that before. I don't really know nothing about her. I heard you saying that name before.
Yeah, it's a Colombian female who was pretty much a top drug dealer. She was like the equal to Pablo Escobar and all of those, you know, drug dealers back in the day.
Yeah.
But she used this black guy who was gone with her to sell her drugs. And he made a documentary about it. And, you know, and at first I was like, damn, he got somebody good. But a while I start, see, I'm like, well, would she have been with him if he said, I'm not selling your drugs? You know, I'm just being honest with you. These immigrants, they're going to be using you black people to do this shit. And it's real big around here in Virginia. It is. It's real big. They even had an article about it recently. The cartels is terrible. So when y'all marrying these Spanish women, they're using y'all niggas. Yeah. So I just want to put that out there.
Yeah, I see it. Next. Go ahead, bro.
No, you go on ahead.
Yeah, I think Netflix, like you said, Netflix got a special coming out on her.
Yeah. No, already came out. I saw it. It was tired as hell, too.
Or is it already on Netflix?
Yeah, I saw it.
Okay. Damn. Yeah, I see it. Yeah, I ain't never see the movie, but I see it. What you're talking about? Yeah, man. Oh, and then another thing too, Dave, when you were saying that, you made me think about something. They use brothers to get citizenship. You know, I've heard they, you know, I heard a brother, a Hispanic brother, told me too. Yeah, they'll pay you. You can get paid. You know, like marry them or whatnot, and you know, hell, do just so you can get their citizenship and all this stuff. But he's like, they be paying, but like a lot of these cats probably like thinking, man, they, these girls want them, and you know, and shit, like they just start dating them and just that'll be a way for them to get their, well, they got a problem, I guess, marry them too, but they'll start dating them and think they citizenship. Once she get there, she going to leave their ass. Could be like Kanye West, going to leave your ass. So once she get that citizenship, mm-hmm. she out at 5,000 G. Yeah, man. So, yeah, it's something
else. It's real big with the Filipinos in Virginia. Filipino women do that, too. They do that with the military. They be marrying them brothers. They go overseas and get, and, oh, I love you. We love you long time. And they get a little Catholic and shit.
Yes,
and go get with them and get a green card and treat niggas like shit.
They love you long time. Yes, sir. Man.
No egg roll pussy. That ain't shit.
Yes, yeah, man, this stuff is crazy. Yes, sir, we got like still 8 minutes. Yeah. But yeah, brothers and sisters, we just gotta tighten up. We gotta tighten up, man. We gotta tighten up. Damn it, I'm not saying shit, I don't forget. There's so much crazy shit that's going on out here, man. But, you know, we got to get it right, y'all. It's, I don't know. It's 2024. Shit get even crazier. The damn fool. What's that fool? Tesla dude. Elon Musk. They say he did his first successful, what you call it? Goddamn, that Neuralink or whatever. Injected this thing in somebody's brain. They did about almost a week ago. So, yeah, there's a lot of crazy shit that's going on, man, out in the world. And, yes, sir, it's getting crazy out here, man. It's getting crazy. And the knowledge that people steal, this knowledge that people out here trying to put out is so-called conscious. And, you know, like you got a gun again. I'll talk about, check it out, Spinetta. I've been checking him out a little bit lately. She just keep up with the foolishness that's going on. Dude, Chief X, Unk them, talking about Kemet is the people of Kemet was not actually black. That's coming from so-called black folk. They're not black. Somebody else they were saying, Chief X was saying, I don't know. It just shit's getting crazy. And a lot of this stuff, y'all, is by skin folk, y'all know what I mean by skin folk. Yeah. Now, whether they're getting paid to do this, some of these folks are, I would agree. Some of these folks just bought and paid for. They just do anything and promote a lot of shit. Go ahead, brother.
But like I was saying, Sarnetta is an illegal immigrant himself. You're damn Dominican.
Yeah, like I said, I told you, he said he's not Dominican. He found out he's Puerto Rican. Now, that's what he said. I can't.
That nigga is he's a damn immigrant. He's a damn, y'all need to watch out. See, that's why I keep telling y'all about these Spanish people. Y'all got to watch out for that. You know it's how they keep saying, and they even taking over rap and hip-hop. Y'all niggas walk around talking about rap, they taking over rap and hip-hop. Rap was created by Puerto Ricans.
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
Damn.
Y'all niggas need to, I'm telling you, they have gone overboard with this shit. Yeah. They have gone too far. That's why I tell y'all need to these motherfuckers alone. All that 12 tribe chart and black and brown shit y'all talk. Y'all need to get rid of that. Y'all need to get rid of that. Ain't no black and brown. Ain't no coalition. Hell no.
Mm-hmm.
And Polite said he was Panamanian. You remember that?
Nah, I ain't no telling what that fool said. Nah, I ain't never heard it, though. I just only heard people say he was Nigerian. I never heard them say what the hell he was. I'm honest.
Yeah, all these people are four. shit. Hell, Reverend Phil Valentine is Dominican. He is Caribbean. Mm. Yeah.
What's West Indies, Farrakhan Mama from the West Indies.
Farrakhan Mama West Indian, he an immigrant. Farrakhan he deported.
But he said he didn't know where his dad was though. Damn.
He said daddy was a white Jewish man. He always talking shit about Jewish people, but he's half Jewish. Yeah, he found out that the guy who taught him the violin that he always used to play is his actual father, and it was a white Jewish man.
Damn.
Yeah. So Farrakhan, the same people you talk, you know, he's talking about he being anti-Semitic. That nigga is Semitic. That nigga is.
God damn. Well, very good. You know, he came out with the damn, he said, we are the children of Israel. So. But he claimed Muslim, so I don't know how that worked.
He got that damn perm in his damn head. That little S curl he got in his head. He's been having it in there for years.
I got the S curl. Yes.
Yeah,
that
damn Carl Thomas
S. Curl. Yes, sir. All right, Dave, we got about 2 minutes, brother. We can go on, get ready to shut it down. I ain't going to go too for long on tonight. Shit, I'm out of my damn night. But yeah, you can go block it down because we'll probably do a class tomorrow night.
Yes, sir, we can do a class tomorrow night.
Yeah, come up with something. Go ahead, bro. You can close it out.
Something.
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yeah, we got some. Yes, sir. You can go ahead and come out you want, brother.
All right. I'm going to say, Baruch Atah Nala Haina Malacha Alom, Mamos Lakam and Aretz, Shema Israel, or the Nala Haina, or the Nala Kad. I would like to say, peace out to everybody, Coach Freedom Radio. Lions Vibes Radio, Liberation Tabernacle, Yah. I would like to thank Moray REI Israel for being on with us. And this is Moray David Israel. And I'm just saying, Shabbat Shalom. Peace out.
Shabbat Shalom.